It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me, the Thursday edition, as we really kick off college football tonight with a very, very large card. We like a lot of games. We're going to play 7 college football games on the card today. Plus, we got a PGA play. Plus, we have 3 baseball games. But let's go back to last night. I want to talk about last night for just a moment. It's our first winning day in 4 days, so congrats to all of us. Those faders, the haters, yeah, finally lost. We got in the W column as we start our climb back to profitability. We will get there. We stay the course on this show. $100 wager, we stay the course, even during the tough times when we lose all doubt, losing 11 out of 12 in Major League Baseball. We don't need you, Major League Baseball. We got college football today to make profit. But recapping last night, we hit Seattle on the money line. That paid out 125. Thank you very much. We hit the Rangers in Colorado, over 8.5. Thank you very much. We hit UAB and Jacksonville State, the under 51.5 in college football. We're now 4-2 on college football this year. And then for the second time in 3 nights, we hit our Major League Baseball parlay. The Yankees and the White Sox both covered the 1.5, paying out 186.40 on the $100 wager. Other than that, of course, we lost 4 other over-unders, including the Twins and the Cubs. And I think I said it on the podcast that the Cubs have absolutely killed me. I played them twice last week as an under. One time they gave up 13 runs. One time they gave up 17. This time I played the Cubs on the over, and I made the joke saying, watch, the Cubs will throw a 1-hit shutout. No, they threw a 2-hit shutout with a nobody who's been terrible. Yes. The Cubs, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I can't bet you. You always do the opposite of what I expect. But we had a winning night, 102-30. I'm going to forgive the Cubs, and we're going to focus on a new day today because we like the card. Let's get to it. College football. We're going to start with Boise State and UCF. We released all of our college football players, or the majority of them anyway, last night on the podcast. But we'll recap everything we have in play tonight since we have 7 games in action. Boise State, UCF, we're going to go the under 68. The line movement has been to the under. Unfortunately, we're getting it about 3 points late because it's already dropped from 71 to 68. But nonetheless, the play is still on the under. Gus Malzahn, first year at UCF, new system. We think it's going to take a little time to implement. And unless there's big play turnovers in this game, I think this game leads to the under. Plus, we've seen most games this year in college football start to the under. Defense is always a little bit ahead of the offensive side of the ball. So once again, Boise State, UCF, under the 68. Next up, NC State laying 18.5 at home against South Florida. We think South Florida eventually will get better, but not quite yet. Okay, so we think NC State's going to cover the 18.5. I'm hearing NC State might have their best team in about a decade. We're going to lay the points with NC State minus the 18.5 against the South Florida Bulls. Next up, Tennessee. Not feeling great about this. They're ranked 89th in the Phil Steele publication, laying 35 against Bowling Green. Seems crazy to be laying 35. But everything I'm hearing, everything I'm reading, everything I'm seeing is telling me Bowling Green would be almost winless in Division II football. Okay, this football team is ranked dead last in the Phil Steele rankings for Division I-A football programs, and they are a distant dead last. So we're going to fade Bowling Green. We're going to lay the 35 with Josh Heupel's debut at Tennessee. We think he's going to want to showcase his skills and the talent that the Vols have on that roster. So we're going to lay the 35 tonight with Tennessee against Bowling Green. Houston Baptist in New Mexico in the under-the-radar game. These two teams, I said it last night on the podcast, we don't even know if they play with 11 guys on the field when they play defense. They play no defense. This thing we think will fly over the total. 66.5 is the total between New Mexico and Houston Baptist. New Mexico is probably going to have 300 yards rushing. Houston Baptist, 400 yards passing. Enjoy the points. Hopefully it's over by the end of the third quarter so you can switch channels. Marquee matchup in Minneapolis, Ohio State and Minnesota. We think PJ Fleck's going to have a good year at Minnesota. We think that's the case, but they are playing one of the elite programs in all of college football. Jason Day and Ohio State, when they are favored by less than 20 on the road, they are money in the bank. They seem to separate and get the wins on the road in impressive fashion. And because Minnesota's defense last year was ranked 122nd in the nation, giving up 6.9 yards per play on defense, we still think that Minnesota secondary is going to get exposed, even against a freshman quarterback at Ohio State. So we're going to lay the 14 with the Buckeyes tonight, minus 14 against Minnesota. And then in a game that we absolutely love, if you can get the lines at these numbers, Eastern Washington against UNLV. Not only is the wrong team favored, but the wrong team is going to get crushed. We love Eastern Washington plus the 3 against UNLV, and we absolutely love that total of over 67. Eastern Washington is going to put up points. They're going to throw the football all over the field. UNLV just not there defensively yet, and they will get exposed again as Eastern Washington wins it on the plus 3 and goes over the 67. So that's our 7 college football plays. Next, let's switch to the big money golf tournament, where the value today is on Justin Thomas, plus 145 first-round matchup against John Rahm. John Rahm, we faded him twice last week. We're going to fade him again this week, at least in round one anyway. Justin Thomas is a guy that I could see if he gets the short putts going, because that's where he's leaving the strokes on the course, is those short putts in that 8 to 15-foot type range. He makes those. He can not only win this matchup, he can win the whole tournament. That's a potential play. But we're going Thomas today, plus 145 over John Rahm. We expect him to win the first-round matchup today. Then Major League Baseball. Got to get some baseball in there because they're playing baseball, of course. So our plays in baseball today, we're going Philadelphia, Washington, under the 8.5. Nola's pitching for Philadelphia. They're red hot. They're only 2 games out of first place since the Braves have been losing a little bit lately. This is a big game for Philadelphia. Nola brings his A game today, keeps it under the total. Once again, Philadelphia, Washington, we're playing the under 8.5 there. Next up, we go to Kansas City, where last night they played 11 innings, still couldn't get me the over. They could have played 12 innings and they wouldn't have got me the over. Today they're going to get me the over because it's a short line. It's only 7.5 right now on my site for whatever reason. So I'm going to play the over between Cleveland and Kansas City, paying out $90.90. Got Minor going for KC. KC's got some good sticks. They've been struggling in this series against Cleveland, but Cleveland will hit Minor. This thing's going over the 7.5 today. I have a pretty good feeling. And then we're going to get really aggressive in our parlay. This will be our biggest parlay payout to date if we hit it. We're going to play the San Francisco Giants laying the 1.5 against Milwaukee. Webb on the hill for San Francisco. He's had a great run here in his last 10 starts. The Giants really need this victory. They've lost, 3-4 in a row. They've now let the Dodgers leapfrog them in the standings. This is a big game for San Francisco, and I think Webb is the right guy to stop a losing streak. He will deliver today for the Giants. They will cover the 1.5. Short total there, so yeah, the 1.5 is a little scary. I'd feel a lot more comfortable on the money line, but the payout isn't as nice, so we're going to risk it, and we're going to go the 1.5 there with the Giants. Next up, we're going to Tampa Bay. That's who we're going to parlay it with. We're going to lay the 1.5 with the Rays with McClanahan on the hill, taking on Rodriguez for the Red Sox. So that's your parlay, San Francisco and Tampa Bay minus 1.5, and listen to this payout. $100 will pay out $351.50. It's too juicy for me to pass up. So there it is. There's your card for Thursday. We won yesterday. We love it today, and hopefully we get back in the winning column again. So recapping, Boise State, UCF under 68, NC State 18.5 against South Florida, Tennessee minus 35 against Bowling Green, Houston Baptist, New Mexico over the 66.5, Ohio State minus 14 over Minnesota, Eastern Washington plus 3 over UNLV, Eastern Washington UNLV over the 67, Justin Thomas plus 145 against John Rahm, Cleveland, Kansas City over the 7.5, Philadelphia, Washington under the 8.5, and San Francisco and Tampa Bay on the run line -1.5 in the parlay of the day. Good luck, and let's cash some tickets.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.